He knows his ABCs. He knows a lot of different songs.
Trisha Petrucci is sitting in her stepson's bedroom in Middletown. 11-year-old Brayden has cerebral palsy. He has the cognitive abilities of a 3-year-old and can't stand, walk, or pull himself up. He really, really likes watching WWE wrestlers and has a big laugh. Brayden has health insurance through Medicaid because of his disability, and Petrucci and her husband have been his primary caregivers since April. But when Petrucci went to the polls last November, healthcare wasn't the first thing on her mind.
Insurance was not my main concern. We were looking at the military aspect. We're a military family, and so building up the military and providing for soldiers was a huge thing for me.
Petrucci voted for President Donald Trump. But after she began caring for Brayden, her worldview changed as the debates about healthcare began heating up on Capitol Hill. Suddenly, the idea that an Obamacare repeal could actually include steep cuts to Brayden's Medicaid got a lot scarier. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell crafted the Senate's first attempt at a repeal. Under that act, Medicaid would be funded by a yearly lump sum of money that could eventually run out. As a result, the Commonwealth stood to lose more than $40 billion over 10 years, with a corresponding loss of health insurance coverage. That constriction of money would have eventually impacted people like Brayden.
I don't think we're ready to repeal and replace. You're talking about healthcare, you're talking about people's lives, and you can't just wing it.
Petrucci is not unique. Other reporting from the state finds that Trump voters who benefited from the Affordable Care Act, which was implemented in Kentucky under the name of Connect, are equally disappointed. The question is whether the politicians who tried, and may try again, to take health care benefits from their own voters might actually pay a political price for doing so. The answer in Kentucky is complicated.
When Trump came along, his basic message was, do you want this horrible Obamacare or do you want something better?
Democrats like former Governor Steve Beshear see Republicans getting trapped between their anti-president Barack Obama rhetoric and the reality of improved health care for their voters.
You know, offering them the moon. Of course, everybody said, oh, I'll take the moon.
Part of the reason people in Kentucky were hostile to the Affordable Care Act, even as they were benefiting from it, is that Beshear and state officials went out of their way to disguise the fact that they were getting Obamacare, including using the name Connect.
The phrase Obamacare had become a curse word here, like it has many places.
The fact that most Kentuckians don't equate the Affordable Care Act with Obamacare offers Republicans an insulation from the possible anger over repeal efforts, says University of Kentucky political science professor Stephen Voss.
Now, when you talk about how voters usually operate, until they start feeling the pinch, all these debates over what a proposal might do tend to be temporary. The voters might register it, they might complain. But when it doesn't happen and they don't actually feel the pinch, usually voters will move on.
That disconnect between people who haven't needed help getting insurance and those who have especially frustrates Ann Pipes, who lives across the street from Trisha Petrucci. Pipes also has a son with a disability. Winslow has a craniofacial disorder and severe hearing loss. And Winslow also has Medicaid coverage because of his disability. And Pipes and her husband were able to buy their first home after saving money from the much more affordable insurance on Connect. Despite all that, Pipes' father and her in-laws voted for Trump, disregarding his pledges to undermine improvements that help Winslow and his family.
I feel like they all think he'll be okay no matter what. That surely our sweet Winslow will not have his medical coverage cut. And I think it's naive when I have to look at them and say, your sweet 11-year-old Winslow is technically disabled and is a burden on the system, according to you.
But it remains to be seen what the political blowback, if any, will be for Trump and McConnell. The president has taken to Twitter recently to chastise the senator for his failure to repeal and replace Obamacare. And recent surveys have shown most of the party's base would stick with Trump if they had to choose between the president and Republican members of Congress. That leaves McConnell and other Republicans facing anger from both the people in their base who despise Obamacare and those who have come to embrace it. Petrucci is a perfect example. She remains willing to give Trump the benefit of the doubt. but ask her about McConnell and other local GOP officials who have failed to come up with any alternative.
If I were to vote right now today, they would not get my vote.
I'm Lisa Gillespie in Louisville.